Now, if you've been listening to my blogs over the last few weeks, you'll know that I take a lot of stick on Twitter and Facebook and other social media. And you know what? That's fine. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. And anybody can find any facts they want to support any theory they want, anytime they want, from wherever they want. Well, this week, it was the myths and facts of global warming. Common misconceptions about global warming. Myth 1. Global temperatures are rising at a rapid, unprecedented rate. Fact. The Hadcrut 3 Surface Temperature Index, produced at the Hadley Centre of the UK Met Office and the Climate Research Unit of the University of East Anglia, shows warming to 1878, cooling to 1911, warming to 1941, cooling to 1964, warming to 1998, and cooling through 2011. The warming rate from 1964 to 1998 was the same as the previous warming from 1911 to 1941. Satellites, weather balloons, and ground stations all show cooling since 2001. The mild warming of 0.6 to 0.8 degrees C over the 20th century is well within the natural variations recorded in the last millennium. The ground station network suffers from an uneven distribution across the globe. The stations are preferentially located in growing urban and industrial areas, or heat islands, which show substantially higher readings than adjacent rural areas' land use effects. Two science teams have shown that correcting the surface temperature record for the effects of urban development would reduce the reported warming trend over land from 1980 by half. There has been no catastrophic warming recorded. Myth 2. The hockey stick graph. Well, that proves that Earth has experienced a steady, very gradual temperature decrease for 1,000 years, then recently began a sudden increase. Fact. Significant changes in climate have continually occurred throughout geographic time, for instance, the medieval warm period, from around 1000 to 1200 AD, when the Vikings farmed on Greenland, was followed by a period known as the Little Ice Age. Since the end of the 17th century, the average global temperature has been rising at the low, steady rate mentioned above, although from 1940 to 1970, temperatures actually dropped, leading to a global cooling scare. The hockey stick, a poster boy for both the UN's IPCC and Canada's Environment Department, ignores historical recorded climactic swings and has now also been proven to be flawed and statistically unreliable as well. It is a computer construct and a faulty one at that. Myth 3. Human-produced carbon dioxide has increased over the last 100 years, adding to the greenhouse effect, thus causing most of the Earth's warming in the last 100 years. Fact. Carbon dioxide levels have indeed changed for various reasons, human and otherwise, just as they have throughout geological time. Since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, the CO2 content of the atmosphere has increased by about 120 parts per million, or PPMs, most of which is likely due to human-caused CO2 emissions. The rate of growth during this century has been about 0.55% per year. However, there's no proof that CO2 is the main driver of global warming. As measured in ice cores dated over many thousands of years, CO2 levels move up and down after the temperature has done so, thus are the result of, not the cause of, warming. Geological fieldwork in recent sediments confirms this causal relationship. There is solid evidence that as temperatures move up and down naturally and cyclically through solar radiation, orbital and galactical influences, the warming surface layers of the Earth's oceans expel more CO2 as a result. Myth 4. CO2 is the most common greenhouse gas. Fact. Greenhouse gases form about 3% of the atmosphere by volume. They consist of varying amounts, about 97% of water vapor and clouds, with the remainder being gases like CO2, CH4, ozone, and N2O, of which carbon dioxide is the largest amount, Hence, CO2 constitutes about 0.04% of the atmosphere, while the minor gases are more effective as greenhouse agents than water vapor and clouds. The latter are overwhelming the effect by their sheer volume and, in the end, are thought to be responsible for 75% of the greenhouse effect. At current concentrations, a 3% change of water vapor in the atmosphere would have the same effect as a 100% change in CO2. Those attributing climate change to CO2 rarely mention these important facts. Myth 5. Computer models verify that CO2 increases will cause significant global warming. Fact. The computer models assume that CO2 is the primary climate driver, and that the sun has an insignificant effect on climate. Using the output of a model to verify its initial assumption is committing the logical fallacy of circular reasoning. Computer models can be made to roughly match the 20th century temperature rise by adjusting many input parameters and using strong positive feedbacks. They do not prove anything. Also, computer models predicting global warming are incapable of properly including the effects of the sun, cosmic rays, and the clouds. The sun is a major cause of temperature variation on the Earth's surface, as its received radiation changes all the time. This happens largely in cyclical fashion. The number and the length in time of sunspots can be correlated very closely with average temperatures on Earth, e.g. the Little Ice Age and the medieval warm period. Varying intensity of solar heat radiation affects the surface temperature of the oceans and the currents. Warmer ocean water expels gases, some of which are CO2. Solar radiation interferes with the cosmic ray flux, thus influencing the amount ionized nuclei which control cloud cover. Myth 6. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, has proven that man-made CO2 causes global warming. Fact. In a 1996 report by the UN on global warming, two statements were deleted from the final draft approved and accepted by a panel of scientists. Here they are. 1. Quote, none of the studies cited above has shown clear evidence that we can attribute the observed climate changes to increases in greenhouse gases. End quote. And 2. No study to date has positively attributed all or part of the climate change to man-made causes. End quote. To the present day, there is still no scientific proof that man-made CO2 causes significant global warming. Myth 7. CO2 is a pollutant. Fact. This is absolutely not true. Nitrogen forms 80% of our atmosphere. We could not live in 100% nitrogen either. Carbon dioxide is no more a pollutant than nitrogen is. CO2 is essential to life on Earth. It is necessary for plant growth, since increased CO2 intake as a result of increased atmospheric concentration causes many trees and other plants to grow more vigorously. Unfortunately, the Canadian government has included CO2 with a number of truly toxic and noxious substances listed by the Environmental Protection Act only as their means to politically control it. There are changes in vegetative cover due to CO2 fertilisation between 1982 and 2010. A major study shows that CO2 fertilisation will likely increase the value of crop production between now and 2050 by an additional $11.7 trillion. Myth 8. Global warming will cause more storms and other weather extremes. Fact. There is no scientific or statistical evidence whatsoever that supports such claims on a global scale. Regional variations may occur, growing insurance and infrastructure repair costs, particularly in coastal areas, are sometimes claimed to be the result of increased frequency and severity of storms, whereas in reality, they are a function of increased population density, escalating development value, and even more media reporting. Myth 9. Receding glaciers and calving of ice shelves are proof of man-made global warming. Fact. glaciers have been receding and growing cyclically for hundreds of years. Recent glacier melting is a consequence of coming out of the very cool period of the Little Ice Age. Ice shelves have been breaking off for centuries. Scientists know that at least 33 periods of glaciers growing and then retreating. It's normal. Besides, changes in glaciers' extent is dependent as much on precipitation as on temperature. And myth 10. The Earth's poles are warming and the polar ice caps are breaking up and melting. Fact. The Earth is variable. The Arctic region had warmed from 1966 to 2005 due to cyclic events in the Pacific Ocean and soot from Asia darkening the ice. But there has been no warming since 2005. Current temperatures are the same as in 1943. The small Palmer Peninsula of Antarctica is getting warmer, while the main Antarctic continent is actually cooling. Ice cap thickness in both Greenland and Antarctica are increasing. So, there you go. Some facts and figures that disprove climate change. And they're the ones that I choose to believe. You may decide to choose to believe something else. And that's fine. That's your right. Please feel free. But don't abuse me just because I think differently to you.